lots of view. The Gemara continues discussing the writing of duplicate documents and cites a brisa, Shtari halva hari shabava amar avit shtar chayvi. The creditor claims to have lost a loan document. Even if witnesses testify that they wrote, signed, and delivered a loan document with all the details described by the claimant, we do not write him another loan document because, as the Rashbam explains, perhaps he did not lose the first document, or perhaps he will eventually find it, and taraf ahadr taraf, he might use both documents to collect the same loan twice. And the Gemara later elaborates on this concern. However, there's a machlekes in the case of shtari mekech u'memker, documents of sale. The Chum says, shtari mekech u'memker kaisvin chutz min achrayis shabay. Properties are often sold with achrayis, a guarantee, entitling the buyer to compensation if a creditor confiscates the property or if it was stolen property and the original owner confiscates it. If that happens, the buyer can collect from the seller's property or from property that the seller sold to others after selling this particular property. The Chum hold that if the buyer lost a sale document, we do write him a second document, but we do not include achrayis, even if the first document includes achrayis. Shimon Gamliel Omer, af shtari mekech u'memker in kaisen. Shimon Gamliel holds we do not write a second sale document at all, even without achrayis. The Gemara later on Amud Beis explains that this machlekes of Shimon Gamliel v'chachamim, whether we write him another shtar mecher, is based on another machlekes of Shimon Gamliel v'chachamim in the following brisa. If the recipient returns a gift or sale document, the item also returns to the original owner because Pshimlil holds, one can acquire the deed and thereby the property by the transfer of the deed, which is the original gift or sale document, without writing and giving a new document of sale. The gift remains with the recipient because the Chacham hold ain oisis niknas b'mesira. One cannot acquire the deed and the property by transfer of the deed, and the original owner can only reacquire it with a new document of sale or another valid kinyan. Therefore, Shimon Gamliel holds afshtari mekech u'memker ain kaisven. We do not write the buyer a new shtar mecher because perhaps he returned the original shtar mecher and the property no longer belongs to him. However, the Chacham holds shtari mekech u'memker kaisven, we do write the buyer a new shtar mecher because even if he returned the original shtar mecher, the property still belongs to him. However, kaisven chutz min achrayis shabay. The new shtar mecher cannot be written with achrayis, with a guarantee, because in kaisven shtei sharis al sada achas. We do not write two deeds containing achrayis for a single property because of the following concern. According to the Maskanas HaGemara, dilma ka'asi mekech avase v'taref le'lehai. Perhaps a ma'ar might present witnesses that he inherited this property from his father and the mecher stole it from him and had no right to sell it. The ma'ar would then seize the property from the lekech, who would then go back to the mecher based on his achrayis. If the mecher currently has no properties in his possession, this lekech, let's call him lekech aleph, will produce one shtar mecher and based on the achrayis would confiscate a property from a subsequent buyer, let's call him lekech beis, who bought it from this mecher after lekech aleph. Up to this point, this is all legitimate. However, since Lekeach Aleph also has a second Shtar Mecher, he would be tempted to scheme with the Mi'ar as follows. V'amar lei, shufli de'ekumba, v'hadr tarterfan. He will say to the Mi'ar, let me stay in the property a few years until the current case will be forgotten, and then you will be Mi'ar again. And at that time, ma'pekech rina, v'hadl azl tarf l'kuches achrini. Lekeach Aleph will produce his second Shtar Mecher, and based on the Achrayis, would confiscate another property from Lekeach Gimel. For this reason, we do not write a second Shtar Mecher with Achrayis. The Gemara points out, however, that we are not concerned that Kivin the Nakid Treish Shtari, Tarf Ahadr Tarf. He will use both documents to claim two properties immediately without waiting a few years, because Nefishi Aleh Balidinen, if he gets involved in disputes with several parties at the same time, his scheme will be uncovered. Gemara also points out that this scheme of claiming it twice would only work with a ma'ar who claims shel ava sahi, because there are no documents, only witnesses. Therefore, after some time, the ma'ar can produce other witnesses that he inherited it. However, it would not work with a balchayv of the meicher who confiscates this property from lekeach aleph for a loan owed to him by the meicher, because the balchayv can only confiscate the property from a lekeach aleph with a shtar chayv. And after Lekeach Aleph then confiscates a property from Lekeach Beis, Kardana Lishtar Demalva. The original loan document is destroyed since the loan is paid. Therefore, by my Hadr Tarafla, Lekeach Aleph cannot later confiscate another property from Lekeach Gimel because there is no Shtar Chayv. However, the Gemara asks that there is another solution. The Lichtiv Lahai Shtar Ma'alya, the Lichtiv Tavr LaMeicher. We should write for Lekeach Aleph a second standard Shtar Mecher with a Chrayis, and then write for the seller a receipt stating, Kol Shtari D'Yivkun Al Arada Pesulun Levarmin D'Yipik Bezman Ada. Any document regarding this property is invalid, aside for the document written on this specific date. This would invalidate the first Shtar Mecher. The Gemara offers two answers. In Kais Vin Shaver, we do not write receipts, because this unfairly burdens the recipient with the responsibility to protect it and present it when necessary. According to the opinion Kais Vin Shaver, ordinarily we do write receipts, such as for a borrower who partially repays a debt. However, the Gemara makes the following distinction. B'shtari halva, where the malva claims of it shtar chayvi, Kais Vin lo yaseh shtar, and v'Kais Vin Shaver l'leiva. However, b'shtari mecher, where the lekeach claims of it shtari, ain't Kais Vin lo yaseh shtar, because ain't Kais Vin Shaver l'mecher. Because we're concerned, Dilma azl b'tarf meined lekeach, v'azl ihu b'tarf l'kuches. A ma'ara might seize the property from Lekeach Aleph, and he will confiscate land from two subsequent buyers because Shaver gab l'kuches leka. The buyers do not have the receipt in order to disprove his claim, the seller has it. And even though l'kuches amri ara hadri, when the buyers go back to the seller for a refund, they will discover that he has a receipt and reclaim his land. How about the hachi v'hachi shamet v'achol peri? The Lekeach Aleph might eat the produce in the interim, and as Rashbam adds, Kashal gazel hanechel. It is difficult to get reimbursed for a stolen item that has been consumed. Alternately, lekeach shaloi b'achrayis. The subsequent two buyers might have bought their property without achrayis and are not entitled to a refund and will therefore not consult with the seller. However, b'shtari halva, kais bin shev l'leiva, we do write a receipt for the borrower because zuzi masik, amri faise balchei bezuzi. Since the malva is claiming money, the buyer will immediately consult with the seller whether he paid the loan, and so he will discover the fraud, and the claimant will not have a chance to eat the produce. However, b'shtari mekech hamemker in kais bin shev l'meicher, we do not write a receipt for the seller because ara masik, the ma'ara is claiming land, and so may the yadi demand the masik ara b'zuzi l'mefayis. People are not easily persuaded to accept payment instead. Therefore, the other buyers would not consult the seller whether he paid him money instead, and it might take some time to discover that the seller has a receipt, during which time he will eat the produce. The Braisa ruled Shtari Mekech Umemker Kais Ben Chutz Ben Achrayi Shabai. The Tanakhama holds we do write a second sale document, but we do not include Achrayis. The Gemara cites two opinions how to write the document. Rav Nachman says that since Achrayis Tos Seifer, who every document implicitly includes Achrayis, they must explicitly exclude Achrayis by writing in the document Shtar Dinan De Loi Lemigvi Bei Loi Memeshabdi Belob Nechari. This document does not serve as a basis to claim any property, whether from free or sold property, but merely to confirm ownership. Rav Ashi says that since Achrayis lav toy seifrihu, every document does not implicitly include Achrayis, they must write a shtar mecher deloy kasa be Achrayis. They simply omit Achrayis from the shtar.